Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
My anchor in oceans that toss me in waves. When I'm in rescue, you are my ransom. When I'm in shelter, you are my home. When I am weak, Lord, you're what I reach for. Lord, I believe whatever I need, Jesus, you are.
Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. Life can be tough at times, and we all go through seasons of dryness and difficulty. The Valley of Baca, mentioned in Psalm chapter 84, represents such a season, where tears are shed and hope is scarce. However, the good news is that God has promised to turn those valleys of Baca into places of springs and blessings. In this devotional, we will explore how we can experience this transformation in our lives by seeking God's presence, trusting in His provision, and embracing His purpose. Let us open our hearts to receive the springs of blessings that God has for us as we delve into this message. The topic is, the Valley of Transformation. And our Bible text is from Psalm chapter 84 verse 1 to 7.
Psalm chapter 84 verse 1 to 7. How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord Almighty! My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, a place near your altar, Lord Almighty, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house, they are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the Valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs, the autumn rains also cover it with pools. Verse 7, they go from strength to strength, till each appears before God in Zion.
When we seek the presence of God, we are assured of supernatural transformations that bring joy and blessings. The Valley of Baca, which appears in Psalm chapter 84, represents a place of dryness, weariness, and tears. However, the psalmist invites us to see beyond the bleakness of the valley and trust in God's ability to transform it into a place of abundance, of joy, and of refreshment. In Psalm chapter 84, the psalmist writes about his longing to be in the presence of God. He describes his journey to the temple in Jerusalem as passing through the Valley of Baca. In verse 6, he says, "As they pass through the Valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools." The Valley of Baca was a dry and desolate place, but the psalmist believes that it can be transformed into a place of springs and pools. This transformation is only possible with the help of God. Let's look at what Baca means. Baca is a noun derived from a verb which signifies to weep. The phrase, Valley of Baca, is not found elsewhere in the Bible, and its exact location is unknown. This suggests that it is a metaphor for a difficult and dry season in life. With that, the psalmist's message is clear. He was saying, even in the midst of sorrow and difficulty, God can turn our tears into joy and our weakness into strength. The Valley of Baca, which appears in Psalm chapter 84, represents a place of weeping, of dryness, and of weariness. The psalmist invites us to see beyond the bleakness of the valley and trust in God's ability to transform it into a place of abundance. What does it mean to turn the Valley of Baca into springs of blessings? To answer this question, we need to explore the imagery of springs and blessings in the Bible. In the Old Testament, springs represent life, abundance, and renewal. In Deuteronomy chapter 2 verses 13 to 14, the Lord led the Israelites through the wilderness to the springs of Zered. The springs of Zered were a place of provision for the Israelites, and they were able to find water and refreshment there. The springs can mean a place to experience the presence of God, which is the source of all life and joy. Blessings, on the other hand, refer to God's favor, provision, and protection. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, God promises to bless His people if they obey His commands, but He also warns them of the consequences of disobedience. In verse 2, he says, "And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, if you obey the voice of the Lord your God." The blessings include prosperity, health, multiplication, and victory over enemies. So, when the psalmist speaks of turning the Valley of Baca into springs of blessings, He was saying that God can transform our dry and barren places into places of abundant life and overflowing favor. He is saying that we can experience the presence of God and the blessings of God even in the midst of our struggles and sorrows. This message is as relevant today as it was when the psalmist wrote it thousands of years ago. We all face seasons of dryness and weariness in our lives, whether it be due to personal struggles, sickness, financial stress, or relational turmoil. But the promise of Psalm chapter 84 is that God can turn those valleys of Baca into places of springs and blessings if we trust in Him and seek His presence. Turning our valleys of Baca into springs of blessings is not just by sitting down. How can we go about this? The following can help us in turning our valleys of Baca to springs of blessings and joy. Trust in God. The first step to turning our valley of Baca into springs of gladness is to trust in God. When we face difficult times, it can be tempting to turn away from God and try to handle things on our own. However, this only leads to more stress and anxiety. In Proverbs chapter 3 verses 5-6, we are reminded to trust in the Lord with all our hearts and lean not on our own understanding. When we trust in God, we acknowledge that He is in control and that He will guide us through the difficult times. The psalmist also reminds us in Psalm chapter 46 verses 1-3 that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. He encourages us not to fear even though the earth gives way and the mountains fall into the sea. When we trust in God, we can find peace in the midst of our troubles. Pray. Another way to turn our valley of Baca into springs of gladness is to pray. In Philippians chapter 4 verses 6-7, we are told to pray about everything and to present our requests to God with thanksgiving. When we pray, we acknowledge our dependence on God and invite Him to work in our lives. The psalmist also reminds us in Psalm chapter 34 verses 17-18 that the Lord hears the cries of the righteous and delivers them from all their troubles. When we pray, we can be confident that God hears us and will answer according to His will. Praise and worship. In Psalm chapter 84, the psalmist describes his journey to the temple in Jerusalem as passing through the valley of Baca. However, he does not focus on the difficulties of the journey but on the joy of being in the presence of God. In verse 10, he says, "Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked." When we focus on God and His goodness, we can find joy and gladness in the midst of our difficulties. Praising and worshiping God is a powerful way to turn our valley of Baca into springs of gladness. In Psalm chapter 34 verses 1-3, the psalmist encourages us to bless the Lord at all times and to let His praise be continually in our mouths. He also declares that the humble will hear and be glad. When we praise and worship God, we open ourselves up to His presence, and He fills us with joy and gladness. Paul and Silas provide an excellent example of how praising and worshiping God can turn our valley of Baca into springs of joy and blessings. In Acts chapter 16 verses 23-26, they were beaten and thrown into prison for preaching the gospel. Instead of being discouraged and complaining, they prayed and sang hymns to God. As they praised God, there was a great earthquake that shook the foundations of the prison, and their chains were loosed. Praising God in the midst of their difficulties brought about their deliverance and turned their valley of Baca into springs of blessing. We can also use our weapon of praise to turn difficult situations into blessings today. Be grateful. Another way to turn our valley of Baca into springs of blessing is to be grateful. It can be easy to focus on what we do not have and what is not going well in our lives, but being grateful helps us to see the good things that are happening. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18, we are told to give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for us. The psalmist also reminds us in Psalm chapter 100 verses 4-5 to enter God's gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. He encourages us to give thanks to Him and bless His name. When we focus on the good things in our lives and thank God for them, we open ourselves up to His blessings, and our valley of Baca is turned into springs of blessing. Are you going through challenges today? I want you to know that God can turn your valley of Baca into springs of blessings. I don't care how difficult the situation is, but trust God who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, more than you can ask or think. He can fill your valley of dryness with rains of blessing and turn it into pools of abundance. As we go through difficult times, let us remember the words of the psalmist in Psalm chapter 30 verse 5, "Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning." Let us trust in God and hold on to the hope that He will turn our valley of Baca into springs of joy. Let us also be encouraged by the words of Paul in Romans chapter 8 verse 18. "I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us." May we find joy and blessings in the midst of our difficulties as we trust in God, pray, praise and worship, are grateful, and serve others. May we be a testimony to the transforming power of God as we turn our valley of Baca into springs of blessing. And may we always remember that our joy and blessings come from the Lord, who is our strength and our salvation. In conclusion, the Valley of Baca may represent a difficult and dry season in our lives, but it is also a place of opportunity. It is a place where God can transform our tears into joy, our weakness into strength, and our dryness into springs of blessings. As we seek God's presence, trust in His provision, and embrace His purpose, we position ourselves to receive the abundant life and overflowing favor that He has for us. Let us take heart in the promise of Psalm chapter 84 and trust in God's ability to turn our valleys of Baca into springs of blessings. May God turn our valleys of tears, of loss, disappointment and hardship into springs of blessings in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the message today. As we go through difficult times, help us to trust in you and to turn to you in prayer. Today, fill our hearts with praise and worship for you and help us to be grateful for the good things in our lives. Thank you for the promise that joy comes in the morning and that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. As we go today, bless us and let our lives be a manifestation of your glory in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from 1 Kings chapter 9, chapter 10 and chapter 11. And for the evening, Luke chapter 24 verses 1 to 35. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.